always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your man, Don Christian.
And Miss Cole.
And Miss Cole, you know what I'm saying? The lady Miss Cole, you know what I'm saying? First lady of the radio show, right? You know, to actually get in with us. And man, she got some breaking news that she gonna break y'all off with real quick. You ready?
Why, it's not breaking.
Come on, it's breaking. People don't know.
It was breaking news to me a few minutes ago, but you know, I had to call my sources, you know, because I got some people in there, you know. And so I saw on Facebook. You listening?
I'm listening.
I'm kind of excited.
She's excited.
I saw on Facebook that AT&T bought out T-Mobile.
Wow.
But you know what that means for us T-Mobile people? Because I'm a T-Mobile person.
Okay.
Are you T-Mobile?
Nah, I'm out the trash.
You're.
Nah, I'm not T-Mobile.
Well, I am T-Mobile, and I've been eyeing the iPhone for quite some time.
Right.
And so, if this was true, I can get my iPhone now.
Mm-hmm. So tell them what the news is. They like, yo, what are you talking about, Miss Cole?
I just said it. I said that I heard that AT&T bought out T-Mobile.
Okay.
I called my sources.
Uh-huh.
And it's official.
Okay, so AT&T just bought out T-Mobile.
And it just came out today.
So look, this is what I'm going to tell you guys that got T-Mobile. What you need to do is, as soon as you get your iPhone, get the Yada Da King app. That's what it means.
Well, I don't know if we're really gonna be able to get the iPhone. We don't know the stipulations yet.
Okay.
You know, with the contract and everything. But
Well, yeah, we gonna find out. I'm pretty sure they gonna make it happen. But we also had Jazz Digger in the building out here in the state, you know what I'm saying, in the great state of Washington. He came through, got it in. Him and the homie Willie Will was chilling with us, man. And you can actually go to yadadaking.com, click on the bottom thing that say YouTube links. You can see how we get it in. Some of the artists out there. Shout out to Michelle. She was like, man, I want to know about all the artists, all about all the hosts. So we gonna do an interview with Miss Cole real soon. We're gonna talk about her, you know what I'm saying, to see what's good. And Miss Cole's like, yeah, right. But no, we gonna make it happen. You know how we do it over here, Yada That King. We got the homie Mark Arthur. He gonna be with us in just a few. We got one of Miss Cole's favorite singers about to get on with us too, though. What's her name? Onitsha? Is that right? Onitsha. The song is called Holding Me Down, featuring Dawkins and Dawkins. Check it out, y'all, on Yada That King.
I have taken full advantage of your grace and mercy, and though I try to abstain from sin, my flesh, it hurts me, and it's so hard to believe the depth of how you love me, and you're not mad at me.
Keep going in circles,
round and round. Oh, you love me like you do.
You just keep holding me down.
I feel so stupid.
Such a shame I have to go through something to call your name. It's so insane. You died for me. You did it all to save me. I feel stupid saying it, cause I know you already heard it, yeah, yeah. But I won't do it again.
Yeah.
everybody doing? Hey, yo, I'm trying to get wasted tonight, you know what I mean? Who's with me? Oh, my bad. Hold on. Let me explain. Listen close. Look, I lost a grip on life. I'm out to be used by the end of the night. Send me y'all go, no delay on the flight. Buying, serving on my own, I was bought with a price. Can't pass, I accept, won't refuse the cup. Drink it up, homie, so full, but I ain't had enough. Let's get wasted, keep the bud, I don't need a buzz. I'm Bill Withers on the track, don't use me up. That's all I care to be, keep on using me. Tell them all empty, family's reading from my eulogy. Take it, it's yours, Lord, it's crazy, I ain't used to me. I just think it's so cold, snow cone, 2 degrees. My peers think I'm crazy like the kids lost. Top gun, mind blown, I ain't take the roof off. They'll never make me out like a prank haul. I make moves for the kingdom. U-Haul, yeah, I'll be a hypodermic needle. Stick me in the veins of my culture till they fiend you. I'm all about what you about, I'm out to please you. In the field going hard to do, see true. Yeah, they call it confused cause I still refuse. The work is plentiful, homie, but the labor's few. Saints are hard to find like a black jewel. So I'm going up for Christ, cashews. Lifeline is only a lifetime, so I had to grab a couple dudes with some like minds. Used to hit the strip going in with my sight blind. On my William Shatner treating Christ like he Priceline, I ain't lying. Girls weed and some Pat Ryan. Try to have that light, but my offer was declined. God's ways ain't like mine, the Father would refine. Through the blood of Christ, you hung for men like a clothesline. So let's grind, that's why I'm going in. No games, play to win. Give it all I got, here to serve till the bitter end. The world I will offend, they love sin. Then again, if they hated Jesus, we ain't blending just to keep a friend. No hoax, don't choke, ain't blowing smoke. We on duty like them plain clothes, take notes. Exhaust everything, nothing less, nothing more. Losing up for Christ, yes, this is what we live. Go, go, that's the mandate. Find a time to friend, go in like it's your birthday. It's up, get wasted. Go, 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 get wasted. They can never get enough, get the gospel straight up. Go on and out your cup, watch them fill you back up. Go, get wasted. Let's get wasted. Go, go, that's the mandate. Find a time to friend, go in like it's your birthday. It's up. Let's get wasted. Let's get wasted. Yeah, they can never get enough. Get the gospel straight up. Go on and empty out your cup. Watch them fill you back up. Don't get wasted. Get wasted. Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Keep serving, man. Exhaust everything. At the end of each day, you should have exhausted every resource, every opportunity to serve the Lord.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to hunterheartpublishing.com. today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com.
Hunter Heart Publishing, offer God's heart to a dying world.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yo, the live stream was just talking about the homie Israel. We had to play one of his new joints called Get Wasted. And listen to the lyrics. He's not talking about getting drunk unless you're talking about the Spirit of God. And that's really what's up. Miss Cole, what's up, man?
Oh, we're getting into the testimony part of the show. So, Arthur, fill us in on your testimony.
Oh, okay. My testimony. Some parts of it just are unique, some very common. Grew up, you know, West Philly, the hood of hoods in Philadelphia. You know, young, dumb kid getting into a lot of trouble. Dad wasn't around. Mom raised the three of us as best as she could. What happened? I was, you know, just doing some nonsense out in the streets at one time, and some dirt came back on me that had me realizing, okay, like, I ain't gonna be here forever. This was like 1920, like, all right. So after, you know, the situation that happened, I just started reading the Bible. You know, I didn't know why, what. I just said, let me just read and, you know, see if I can get some clarity. So long story short, I did that whole filling around type thing, like reading the Bible. Just started attending Bible studies at my local church.
Yeah.
Started going to Sunday service, but never really sincerely accepting the Lord. But he was, looking back now, he was just working on my heart. Then there was a revival that came to town. So little did I know revivals were like a common annual thing, basically for every church. This was my first one. And the guy name was like Boof. His last name was Boof. I mean, I didn't know good pastor from bad pastor, good preacher from bad. He just, like, the Lord used him to speak so directly to my soul. And I just felt like the biggest sinner in, like, the world. And just realizing, you know, that I needed a savior. Like, I was in the back of the church bawling. And I was like, wow, this thing, you know, like, I never cry. So for me to be crying based upon, like, what this man was, you know, speaking across the mic, and based, you know, that being reinforcing with what I was reading, and just, you know, words surgically just dealing with my heart, I accepted the Lord, and that was, sheesh, that was a long time ago. So, I mean, other than that, got grounded at a church called Sharon Baptist at the time, and from there, since I didn't have a father, the Lord gave me a community group of men basically that played the role as surrogate fathers, teaching me how to digest God's word, how to handle it, how to apply it, purity, the whole nine. You know, abstinent for a couple years, met my wife, got married, but not only that, you know, got into college, first home, you know, all as about 24, you know what I'm saying? I was definitely raised in like a balanced environment where what you learn spiritually, you can apply in everyday life. You know what I mean? So, and the music, I was, you know, I did some stuff in the secular realm. I actually was an intern at Def Jam for about a year or so under Kevin Lyles, who was like VP of promotion at the time. I mean, he's a big dog now, but at the time he was VP of promo at Def Jam. Yeah, I struggled with that after Salvation, still did it for like a year or so, and then stopped. And then just stopped rapping altogether, you know, for about a good year or so. Then, you know, getting to meet people. And then, like I said, met Jay Johnson at that church, Sharon Baptist. Met Truth's dad was one of the pastors in charge at the time. You know, people that just encouraged me, like, you know, try it, you know, slow walk it, but, get into it a little bit and see what happens. So,
yeah,
you know. But, that's my testimony, long and short of it.
Okay, man, let me ask you this, man. I'm big on our testimony is still being built. You know, some cats, you know, only talk about coming to Christ. But what is your testimony like now that you have been in God for, a few years? You know what I'm saying? Tell the people what your walk with God is really consisted of now or even today.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Okay, you're right. What you said made a lot of sense.
Can I get an amen?
Our testimony is still being built. I'll share this with you guys. My life is definitely an open book. My mother died Tuesday.
Yeah.
We found her body at her home.
Wow.
And, you know, she was been dead like a day or two. She was starting to decomp and everything.
Wow.
And that is really like, you know, like this morning, I still pressed up, made it to service. I've definitely been reaching out to the community more. And I think all of this is helping my testimony for somebody else. Because I saw R. Swift go through it, how he lost his 6-month-old and his faith and relationship with the Lord seemed to be stronger and better than it was even when when everything was all good, basically. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm going through something that is definitely not just for my betterment, but for maybe the betterment of my wife lost her mother a couple years ago, and that is still shaking her, you know what I mean, the way it happened and the whole nine. So there's been definitely a lot of deaths in my family in the past 2-3 years, and let alone the past week. So I think my relationship with the Lord is maturing and transforming. And honestly, to say, I don't want to say into what, but I'm still looking forward to the outcome. You know, I'm married. I'm trying to raise my kids. I got a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. I'm trying to give them biblical principles. Just trying to teach them not just to recite and repeat biblical scriptures, but trying to teach them what it means.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because they can. You know, I walk around the house all day and I'll say, hey, Jesus Christ is. And they'll say, God in the flesh.
Yeah.
But do you really know what that means? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I think that's cool, too. Like, they repeat it and I got them, like, you know, got them on command like that. But do you really know what it means? You know what I mean? So I think it's definitely transforming and transforming me. And, you know, just still, I'm also learning along with my testimony now the importance of a lot of the fundamentals of our faith. You know, accountability, community, just basic sharing what's on your heart, not being scared to do that and be looked at funny. So, I mean, it's kind of hard right now to say, like what my testimony is transforming into.
Yeah.
But right now, I know the Lord is definitely, like, pruning me of some things, teaching me some things. I'm dealing with, I mean, I have to be very Christ-like, and I'm dealing with a lot of, right now, what I feel is to be cold, heartless, money grubbing, funeral home directors, pastors, and family members.
Yeah.
And I got to try to deal with them, honor my mom's memory, maintain integrity, and deal with my own anger and frustration at other people's motives and intents at a chaotic time. So, you know, I definitely have not felt this testing, I would say, or this type of, you know, fire in a while. So, I mean, but my testimony right now, I feel like it's definitely, I'm in a little bit of a hailstorm, but I mean, I think I kind of, knowing the Lord, it helps me to work and function kind of better, I guess, than I would if I didn't know him.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we do another interview in a month and a half, I think I have a better answer for you.
No. I think it's good that, like you sharing that, and as even some of the people watching us in the live stream, they saying when people really show their real life, man, and what they're going through, people are going to be able to see you in the next couple of months and be like, dang, man, I heard that you went through that, man. That actually helped me get through my situation, man. So I'm going to say this. It's all for game. You know what I'm saying? When we can share our testimony. Yeah. And speaking of game, you know what I'm saying? You got a single called Game that we're going to get into right here on Yada That King Radio. We're going to check that out. And then I'm gonna have you talk about that. You ready?
Okay, cool.
That's the life after this we have with Christ. Bragging rights, cash and ice, picking up their status like that matters when that's not even average. Nice. I'm emphasized when I grab the mic to boldly state to let His grace get a hold of our lonely faith. It's better than holding cakes, so I'll go in faith. Wisdom, patience, love, peace, joy. I hope to make an eternal legacy with roots from an eternal spirit. Perseverance, turn to hear this what you earn at your end. We'll never carry you through your burial, dude. Let's open up the world and prepare to be schooled. Christian, lose the thinking what you do is keeping you in the positive. And the works, the basis on which God can hear.
Unbelievers,
lose the lust, self-trust, anger, and pride you have. The day that you died of that, you saved from the fly. The world
says we can gain it all. You know the world is yours, Scarface. You're the man until you fall. But with us, you ain't one until you fall. No pain, no gain, our example to taught us all. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. So if my treasure stored up in heaven, you know where I'ma be. It would certainly be absurd to me if I told you this without a sense of urgency. So I fervently pray that you hear the plea, Cannon. Cause these earthly things will be here when you leave, Cannon. You got all this stuff, now you stuck. I ain't never seen a hearse pull a U-Haul truck. Nah, naked you came and naked you gon' leave, fam. Eternal life with the Father you'll never gain, fam. Until you choose to catch on to the flame. Cause for us to live is Christ and to die is our game.
The day we choose, the name can move. Give up what you can't, keep the game what you can't lose. Divide the code, your eyes are closed. His lies have been told of how he died and rose. The name we choose, the name can move. Give up what you can't, keep the game what you can't lose. Divide the code, your eyes are closed. His lies have been told of how he died and rose.
Before and after, restored to the master.
honor, the privilege of a servant, delivered from the serpent. These heathens were heartless, we breathed in the darkness. Now it's awesome and bright in this marvelous light. We kiss the world goodbye, to this world I die. If it means to Christ I'll live, my life I'll give. Cause his loss was my gain, took all of my pain. My gain was his loss, the shame of the cross. That made Jesus stumble, grace for the humble. But God opposes the proud who boast in the crowd. Many stuck on traditions, they love their positions. They like to boss around, but no cross, no crown. Somebody said that you can have your best life now. Well, tell that to the martyrs who dying for Christ right now. Yeah, we let the scriptures determine our needs. Cause Jesus Christ plus zero is all that we need.
The world looks good till you gain it. All that you leave with the same that you came with. So anxious. Obsessed with an idea of success that's tainted. We wasted all the game, but we can never keep to the extremities, but never sever the creed. Willie Lynch said, take the mind, lead the body. Next scene, watch Shorty work the shoddy for the green. All that for the sake of gaining a vacant world to lose your soul while you chasing. Yeah, the bread of life, that's what I put faith in. We vibed, I ain't been back to the grave since.
The way we choose the name could move. Give up what you can't keep, the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose. The way we choose the name could move. Give up what you can't keep, the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose.
1, 2, mic check, but do your life reflect? We're no strangers to truth, then don't change in the move. Keep standing to live from a chance to forgive. Dancing a jig comes right along with the song. Trying to walk in your shoes, but you could be me. Why put a price on something that should be free? Gotta devote your ways or be open and straight, or get caught spending more time in your rhyme. See, we press the call, though the steps are small. Whenever it's done, a little bit is better than none. We take every day with the calmest grain, and remember pleasure is only a response to pain. Gotta assert the truth, and our work is the proof. Feeling to do, giving more than I'm willing to do, yep. Let's start, one body with many parts. All that it seems, rise or fall as a team. Game!
The way we choose the name could move. Give up what you can't keep, the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose. The way we choose the name could move. Give up what you can't keep, the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose.
I fell one too many times, wrote so many rhymes, broke my heart and all I find is just a broken mind. Tried so many things, flew with broken wings. I tried to soar but then the Lord was there to humble me. And now I know that I'm in need of a savior, someone to save my good and bad type behavior. Who loves me just as much as he did when we met, and I regret letting my faith die. Lord, please resurrect, huh?
And I don't know why. I try it alone. I need to lean on him and keep my eyes on the throne.
I'm giving up now. Flesh suicide. Can't go on if I only got my own mind. Ringo shot him down. Skulls and crossbones. It was either him or me, and I chose
this
Christ.
This ain't a matter of right or wrong. I long for understanding so I can fight through myself and be the last man standing. I can't know the future, so I struggle with my past and wonder if the two of me would they agree. I wouldn't last without the power of someone who's more than just a friend of me, who independently rescued me from who I pretend to be. I know he's mending me. He knows just where he's sending me. I just gotta let go and let him leave without a hint of me.
And I don't know why. I try it alone.
All alone.
I need to lean on him and keep my eyes on the throne.
I'm giving up now. Flesh suicide. Can't go on if I only got my own mind. Ringo shot him down. Skulls and crossbones. It was either him or me, and I chose Christ.
I'm impatient, one to move at my pace. Not knowing that I need a learner, just chase. Everything he is, yep, his face turns to grace. Relax, let them move. Gotta learn to love my place. Always breaking down doors that I wanna enter. Not knowing that it could prolong and be sinful. Gotta lay it down, I gotta give up my will. hell. It's not about me, got some glory to fulfill.
Yeah. Back at who I used to be. Now, it's kind of funny because I look at the path that God has brought me on, and what once was so important, man, it's long gone. It don't even exist. And I apologize for who I was, but it's not who I am. But I'm still in progress, and I will be until the day that I pass. I'm learning to love and show grace, finding full contentment in Christ alone. God for opening my eyes and illuminating my heart.
You know what we doing, man? We had to get the guitar. The homie Benja. The song is called New Creation. You know how we do it on Yada King Radio, man. We a new creation in him. That's from the Unplugged release. It was a free download. You had to get that. But check this out. This is what we're going to do. I'm sorry. I don't got that on the list. My bad, yo. But
do I have the correct one?
Yes. We're going to get it in right now. With the homie Mark Arthur. You know what I'm saying? We got some questions. Miss Cole, I know you got some questions about the music business for the homie Mick Arthur, right? That's it, Mick Arthur. Mark Arthur, my bad.
It's all good, B.
Go ahead. Ask the question in the live stream.
Okay. Mark. In your opinion, what is the greatest gospel hip hop instrumental of all time?
Of all time, I mean, that's a big
wow.
Yeah, I know, right? That's like wow. So I'm in trouble if I say, you know, whatever I say, because it's leaving out so much other stuff. But I'll say, because that's definitely a preference question.
Yeah.
I'll say, and I'm probably a little biased, but I think one of the greatest tracks ever made in our genre was "Welcome to Our World" from on True's second album. Welcome to our world. Feel it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, I mean, Rock Soul, Lee Jenkins made that beat. But before I knew who made that track, I never forget, Truth, he invited me over to the house that morning. He's like, yo, I got the new album. Come check it out. This is when the second album wasn't even out yet.
Yeah.
We used to do that. Like, you know, he said, come to the house, man. You know, got some new music. So he put that on. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, who did this beat? He was like, Tubbs. I was like, Tubbs? I was, you know, that's like Lee's nickname. I was like, wow. And to this day, we be in the Rock Soul studio. I'd be like, man, you got to give me something like that. You know, so, you know, we still trying to make lightning strike twice. But, yeah. for the light. He can say, if he's on the phone right now, I'm always in his ear like, give me that. Give me something like that. I'm always saying that because that beat was just... it's ridiculous,
yeah.
And it won't get outdated. So I think that to me is like one of the greatest beats ever made in our genre. Like, I think it can hang in any secular arena. Yeah, I mean, it's just a hot track.
Okay, yeah, we got a question from Miss Cole. Go ahead, man, ask that question.
Okay, I got a question. Might be a little silly, but
yeah, go ahead.
Mark Arthur, is that like your first and last name? Is that like your first and middle? Is that really your name? And if it is, why did you stick?
First and middle. And again, I guess I'm a product of my community and influenced by it. But R. Swift, when we was chilling, I knew nothing about MySpace. Nothing about, I was just going to say Mark Crawley. I figured Timothy Brindle was real hot at the time using his own name.
Yeah.
And we was at his, hanging out at Swift's apartment, my wife, his wife. It was a couple other of us couples just hanging out. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to try to do something with the game. You know, he's like, what's your name? I'm like, Mark Crawley. I'm like, what I'm going to do? Like, all I kept thinking about was KRS saying, I'm so-and-so, I'm this, I'm that. But they all just wick, wick, whack. So I was like, I'm not coming up with some... I just had that in my mind. I was like, man, I ain't coming up with some crazy name, some MC Bible-licious or something. I just said, I'm a do me.
Yeah.
So he was like, Mark Crawley. He's like, what's your middle name? I was like, Arthur. He's like, Mark Arthur. And then he went and opened up my MySpace page, and the MySpace page I have today is what R. Swift opened up for me years ago. So
man, that's dope.
He said the name was hot. I was like, what was I going to do? I was like, you've been doing this for a while. So if you think it's hot, I'm going to run with it. So yeah. I just ran with it. But it's my first and my middle name to be Mark Arthur Crawley is my full name.
No, that's a good question, because I know not only Miss Cole had that question, but a lot of other cats probably had that question, man. And then, let's talk about your music career. You said, I believe you did say that this is the first full-length project, Obligation. But how long have you actually been in the lab, working on this? Was this a two-year project? Was it even longer than that? Let us know what's up.
Yeah, this was about 3 years from start to finish. And this project was. I've been rhyming since I was a teenager. So, I'm not the youngest dude. I'm in my 30s now. So, yeah. I've been rhyming for a while. But it's been, off and on. I was this serious when I wasn't saved. But I've never been this serious about the music saved. And just approaching it, it's just not about music. Because anything I do, more than likely for my church, the music will more than likely open up doors for something else. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Kids Across America. They're a Christian sports camp organization in the Midwest. I've taught conferences. I've taught sessions at their conferences that they have, their annual conference. So I don't just rap. I can teach and do all that jazz as well if the situation calls for it. But this project has been, 3 years. It's been 3 years, but you're talking about music. There was a good 10 plus tracks that were paid for that I did songs to that I didn't like. I got 3 beats from JR and the last one is the one that we used. I wanted some production from him on the album because he's a singer and he's a producer.
Right.
So every time I got a beat, the first beat, I loved it. Paid for it, right to it, don't come out hot. Second beat, loved it, paid for it, didn't like, and then the third one was just a gem, and that was actually the last song that we did. So, and not just the music, it was the advertising and all that, a lot of the stuff that we did marketing-wise and bread that was put out as a label was being paid for, 2009, all 2010, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's been 3 years for the project.
Okay, no, that's what's up, man. So we see that took 3 years, but what's the main goal? If you had to sum it up in one quick sentence, what would you say the main goal of Mark Arthur's music career is? And also, who is your target audience that you're trying to reach?
I'll say the main goal is, I guess, balance. I like balance, and I say that because, at this current state, we're flesh and spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like stuff like Sweet Symphony. I like the practical stuff where, okay, you're talking about the death of a loved one that everybody can relate to, but also how the Christian, the spiritual part of you, handles that and bounces back from that. Even with the song with JR, Away From Here, I'm talking about, how can a man's belief reflect joy when you have priests that molest boys? That's real rap. That's what happens. Down here in Philly, they got 5 Catholic priests about to go to jail for, molesting children. All 5 of them, So,
wow.
That stuff unfortunately happens, but the flip side, the balance to it is for the Christian to be encouraged because this is not your home. So I would definitely say that balance. You'll hear a lot of balance and practicality in my music. You'll hear both, spiritual and practical. And I feel like that's heavy on my heart because if I have songs where I'm doing a lot of, some songs I'll crack the Bible open and literally take references and things like that, from scripture to create a song. But if I do that for a verse or a verse and a half or 2 verses, you can best believe the last verse or verse and a half is going to be very practical. You know what I'm saying? So because, in my target audience, I would just say all those that listen. When my album dropped, there was people that weren't saved that was buying 2 copies of it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I have Muslims that, hardcore, garbed up Muslims that gave me money towards the project and that are buying CDs to give to their friends.
Wow.
So I don't want to sit here and say, well, it's just for the, you know, the theological believer that really wants to, like, my music. I mean, all that got an ear to listen, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to hold you. Like, anybody that, you know, that has an open ear to hear it, that's what my music is for, to be honest with you.
So that's what's up, man. We chopping it up with the homie Mark Arthur, man. We're going to go to your song called Sweet Symphony. Tell the people about this joint as we get ready to go into that.
Yeah, Sweet Symphony. Actually, the guy is a guy named Demond, one of JR's homies. He produced it. And the song is, again, about the loss of a loved one, R. Swift, losing his son, six-month-old son, to SIDS. It's the first verse. My mother-in-law dying of cancer and, like, 9 months from diagnosis to death is the second verse. And my wife's best friend lost her mom a year later to cancer and MS. And her tears at the end of the video are very real. So the song is just about those situations, but how everybody kind of handled, how their relationship with the Lord was affected as a result. You know what I mean?
Right. So, no, we're going to check that out here on Yada Da King Radio Sweet Symphony featuring Michelle Bonilla. Check this out, man. If you're going through something, this might help you out. Let's check it out.
Yes, sir.
We dedicate this song to Rodney Jerome Graham III, Alice Copeland, and Maureen McLaughlin. Sweet Symphony. The Lord is faithful during times of grief. Michelle, let's go.
You know what is best for me, and you see what my eyes don't see. You're in the midst of the pain, preparing me for the rain. My heart breaks, I know you're there. When my smile is gone, when the hurt is strong, when my soul cries, bitter tears, yeah. And when I can't understand, this isn't nothing. My heart aches, I know you're there.
Invested in one of my best friends, nothing he wouldn't bother to do. Proud father of two, aim for the cross is one, heal. As you deal with the hurting pain and loss of your son, gestures and kind words define nerve, time curves no longer works, the stronger the hurt. Another test from the rock, me and Esso were shocked, heard about it on a plane. Couldn't doubt your pain, never the route to fame or an ounce of gain. When clouds were broken by rain, your hope remained. Keeping the faith in mind, healing could take time as long as it takes. Growing strong in His grace, always ready to ride. Should have been by your side. Sometimes things we miss define a relationship. The scene remains. Things will never be the same as the path of Christ. Pouring your grabs your life as you sing.
You know what is best for me, and you see what my eyes don't see. You're in the midst of the pain, preparing me for the rain. My heart breaks, I know you're there. When my smile is gone, when the hurt is strong, when my soul cries, bitter tears, yeah. And when I can't understand, this isn't nothing. My heart aches, I know you're
wife
there.
Mother remind everything mind. About the cross is defined. When you lost your mom, it's hard to say what caused the play. The diagnosis was hard to take, but we deal and face the cure. Jesus Christ's grace is pure, even when cancer is stage four. Supposed to die broke inside, nope, the hope provides comfort for the soul that cries. It's all good as long as she was independent and strong. But trust, she spent her last minutes with us. And gleamy weather death brings a team together, and we loudly pray when the clouds are gray. Yeah. You tried asking, why did this happen? It's not out of the norm for you to blame the Lord. When belief is sold, using that grief to grow. Get back to the light when death impacts a life. And she sings.
You know what is best for me, and you see what my eyes don't see. You're in the midst of the pain, preparing me for the rain. My heart breaks, I know you're there. When my smile is gone, when the hurt is strong, when my soul cries, bitter tears, yeah.
Rest in His grace and remember there's two sides. Knowing that you tried, broken with two lives. The King remains, even when some things are strained. Peace and comfort in the sun find at one time. The darkness after the sunshine. The lines we spill, bind and build. But the hurt that your mind reveals, only time will heal. If you wanna run from the pain, pray and come in His name. If you ever get caught, then we're here for support. Blessings of hope, invent your efforts for dope. you come, come. We only get one mom, only if some fun. It's clear at last, on duty, sharing your faith before she passed. You gave from the start, and you did your part. But now, better life and memory, living your heart as Michelle sings.
You know what is best for me, and you see what my eyes don't see. You're in the midst of the pain, preparing me for the rain.
When my heart breaks,
I know you're there.
When my smile is gone, when the hurt is strong, when my soul cries, bitter tears, yeah.
And when I can't understand, this is not fair.
rescue with sorrow, silence the pundit. I reinvent my testimony like every chance I get. I'm flabbergasted by this road in my life and what he did single-handedly. He reprimanded death and asked the grave where you sting. An empty tomb got left, right? Still in the game. I'm a coach and a ref. I'd be ashamed if I let him keep me quiet as Kip, right? He's still in heaven awaiting a word from God. So while he waiting, I'ma keep using my mic as a rod. Planning my exodus, I still wait for foes and frauds. And those who take their gift in vain by sleeping on the job. What a shame, like major pain. This world ain't got nothing for you but rings and chains. And what I mean by rings and chains, I mean them things that they clink on your wrist before they take your name.
Cause he died for us, cause he cried for us, cause the spirit of God, he lives inside of us. He took the rap for us, he took a slap for us. They put him in the grave in 3 days, he came back for us.
He's a savior, he's a God of the city. My savior, he's the God of the town.
Hey yo, hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo,
real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunToTheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SunToTheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more.
And more. At the South. At
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yeah. You know what it is? That's the homies. The Exodus Movement, the song is called Savior, featuring Lil Rascal, the legend. You know what I'm saying? We actually going to get him on soon, prayerfully. You know what I'm saying? But we with the homie Mark Arthur, you know what I'm saying? The new album, Obligations, he you know what I'm saying? He's been talking about that. But we're going to talk about this topic, man. And I was, you know, on my tweet search, looking through cat's tweets, you know what I'm saying? You know how we all do it. Sometimes we like, man, what's going on? So we looking through the tweets, and somebody said something, and I was like, man, God and money. I think that's a topic that a lot of church people have plenty different opinions on it. My first question for you, is it possible to have both God and money?
You asking me now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I would say yes if the heart is right. Like, First Corinthians 6:10, it's the love of money that is at the root of all kinds of evil. And some people craving money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. I will say this. One example, as long as you're not, like, going crazy with it, and you got money in its proper perspective and it's not an idol, I mean, well, yeah, you know. But if it's an idol and you can't, and you're, and it's like master and lord to you, then no. So I would think definitely it would depend on the person. One thing I always admire about Rick Warren, the God Purpose Driven Life.
Yeah.
I'll say rumor has it that he tithes backwards. He made so much money that he gave himself 10% and the church 90%. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Of his resources from what he got from that. So in that regard, and he's still filthy rich. Even with like Warren Buffett, who gave like half, more, like basically everything he had to charities, except for like what, $1 billion he kept for himself. He gave like, you know, the other $50 billion to charities, like stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, you know, because obviously they're not overwhelmed or consumed by the bread. But I mean, if you got the dudes that, I mean, you know, can't live without it, you know, you got, from a Christian standpoint, you know, there are some churches I've been to that when they send the pail around for the money, if they don't hit a certain number, they like, oh, hey, we $100 short, send that bucket around again. Yeah. Like, nah, they don't need the, they need God, not money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that has bugged me out. Like, I've been to church, I'm like, what about, you know, letting the Lord just work, you know, turning, you know, five loaves feeding 50,000, like, or, you know, five loaves feeding the thousands, like, you know, those churches that take an offering and they work with what they have, I think they have money and the Lord in the proper priority. You know what I mean? The Lord first and money second. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for the churches and the people that, when they see that bucket and they count it up in front of you, and then they like, we $100 short, or we short this, and we ain't leaving. I've heard pastors say, we ain't leaving until we get this amount. Right. Like, nah, that church and that pastor cannot have God money, because their heart is in a horrible place.
Let me say this with that. There could be like some instances. I'm not gonna say every time that a church does that they're trying to get more money for themselves. But I will say, in some instances, let's say if they're short on the rent, you know what I'm saying, and the church is like, yo. I mean, because we know a lot of churches be renting right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they short on the rent, they got to pay the rent. Do we understand that there is certain deadlines? But I understand what you're saying, man, because I've been to some churches, and we be like, dog, this is the third offering, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's good?
You know what I mean? But I'll say for myself, I've seen the Lord literally work miracles with those churches that have the heart over the finances. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I've seen, like, that church that's having money problems and rent, late on their rent, they're not the only church in the world that's having that problem.
Right.
Like, I've seen churches have that problem. Don't put no financial pressures or stress on the church. Take whatever offering is in the bucket, and a year or so later, move to a bigger building.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, there's got to be some, you know, that cliche, I hate to say it, but kind of, there's got to be a part of you that let go and let God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, don't be sending no, you know what I mean? Work with what you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, just work with what the Lord gives you. Place it on the heart of the people. I don't know if you guys know, have you ever heard of Calvary Chapel? Calvary Chapels are basically, like, all over the country. I'll say this, for the main branch here in Philly, they don't even, I think they might send the bucket once, and they don't even, it's like a 5-minute process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just do it real quick, get it out the way, and then they got, like, you know, little things on the sides of walls throughout the church. But their main premise is let the Holy Spirit convict, lead, and guide the community as it ought to. They don't have no tithing, they don't have no envelopes, they don't have none of that. Lay on your heart, I mean, give what the Lord has laid on your heart, and run from there.
Yeah.
And they got, like, the biggest church here in Philly and church plants all over the country. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, without even harping on, yep, we short. Yo, sit around another two times till we get what we need. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll just say, I've seen too many examples like that where people love the Lord more so than the money, and the Lord has honored that, you know what I mean, by, you know, making the congregation bigger and, you know, the bigger church, and, you know, as long as people keep the central doctrine the same, you know, they still seem to progress. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we got some cats in the live stream chiming in saying it got to be God over money. You know what I'm saying? The homie Fofilla put some of his lyrics in there, and I'm gonna rap these joints. Is that cool, Fofilla? That's cool.
Yeah.
He said, the money you lust says in God we trust. Still, everything is money over God, and that's so corrupt. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
That's kind of the mindset, unfortunately, of certain people. I think the truth kind of put it in a real clear perspective on his album. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about this is just my job and all that. Because I mean, he gave it to some cats, man. If you still ain't heard that joint, what was the name of that song, actually? Yeah, that song right there was ridiculous, man.
Or the truth?
Yeah, the truth, where he was talking about, you know, people producing for the world and saying it's my job.
Oh, yeah. Man Up. I think that was Man Up on the Open Book album. I think the best song for me, personally, I love Flame. Flame's first album, he got the song Money.
Yeah.
He got a song on his first album called Money. So he's basically, you know, he was like, tell me, you know, as a pastor, is his wife perfect? Is his church perfect? Like, you know, money doesn't make any of those things perfect. But, I mean, and I only said, like, you can have the two if you have, of course, the Lord has to be over right. the money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that should be, that's a given. But in case anybody misunderstood me, you know, definitely the Lord over the money. But again, like I said, the first example that kind of came to mind was Rick Warren who tithed backwards. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, he's richer than you and I, you know what I'm saying? And he has the Lord. He kind of has both in a sense. You know what I'm saying? He has, you know, the physical cash to actually fund his ministry. You know what I'm saying? But it's obvious that he loves the Lord more than cash. So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you guys, how important do you guys feel it is for Christians to tithe?
Good question.
And do you think that churches should hold members accountable for their tithing?
Oh, that look, I'm gonna say this real quick. Actually, I'm gonna let Mark Arthur answer that. Go ahead, Mark.
I think I'll say this. For me, with tithing, it definitely has to be the Lord convicting you. Because I'll say this. You had, and I've had great experiences with tithing. I've had bad in the sense of the main church I was tithing at for years and literally thousands and thousands of dollars into them. The pastors weren't right, and it came out, you know, later on. And, you know, like, basically our tithes was funding, you know, they jump offs. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, guys cheating on their wives, all that little nonsense. And they was taking the church tithes to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that left a real sour taste in a lot of people's mouths. If you understand the perspective of, okay, we're giving this unto the Lord, it can help you keep it all in perspective. I mean, but I think it's important to tithe, or, and I know, like, there's a Calvary Chapel church plant out here that preaches and teaches more so free will offering. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, they're not big on, you know, because generally the churches I've experienced are more traditional Baptist-type churches that may, like, really convict, or the pastors may really, like, get on you about tithing. Like, y'all got to tithe, and, you know, God will open up, he won't, you know, open up the storehouse and pour you down a blessing and that type of situation where it's, like, more convicting from the pastor's standpoint, let alone not really the Holy Spirit convicting you. So I think it's important to tithe. It definitely shows where your heart is at because, you know, where a man's heart is where his treasure is, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, and people can really cling to cash. But I definitely think it's the Holy Spirit. That was the Holy Spirit that dealt with me. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, for a while, I was holding on to that fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie. But, you know, 10 turned into 20, 20 turned into 60, 60 turned to 100. And then, you know, next thing you know, it was literally like a tenth or more per paycheck. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, but it was just, I wanted to please the Lord. And then, you know, but then, like I said, when we found out as a community that, and this was a few years ago, that it was being misused, it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I'll just say I think it's important, but I think the Holy Spirit has to, you know, check the heart. I don't think man can really do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so look, let's do this, man. We're going to go to the, you know what I'm saying, new song that you got called Salute featuring Eshawn and R. Swift, right?
R. Swift, yeah. All
right,
yep.
We're going to check that out right now on Yada.King Radio. You know how we do it.
Question the vibe of this man is on, knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't question the vibe of this man is on, knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, yes, the soldiers yeah. don't stand
we
alone.
We going to get it in. Prone to hidden sins, blown divisions when not known for giving in. We sow but digging in, that's the word on the street. The verge of defeat got me trading my burden for peace. You gotta learn of the cross, then turn on the faucet so water could run. I put that on my daughter and son. Instead of debating the book, put your bait on the hook. Because if you're killing sin, fish be reeling in. Might break but won't fail, grace that won't fail. Lacing it well, cancel your reservation
in the hell. Love can light up the way, and even men are heartless. Cause when the sun sets, it's darkness, mercy, yeah. Making our lives a model for you to follow. Humble become timid, conform to the sun's image. When you are using the name, being bruised was his aim. Long as you drive straight after choosing a lane, homie.
Can't crush the vibe that this fan is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't crush the vibe that this fan is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone.
Hey, yo, I gotta go in. I write till it's silent when the pen, praying hope that they swallow what I meant. Not a follower of men who are modeled after sin, playing lotto, chasing after the wind, big dreams, and no discipline. So the state they were in, come right back, get them again like fiends. Addicted to that explicit, not experienced, evicted, just another statistic, you know what I mean? Gotta pray for them. Lord, give me what to say to them. Let them know you got a better way for them. Oh, that's right, I gotta give them them red letters to offset the power with a supply by the peer pressure. When me and Mark come around, they call us bloodhounds. Crucify my flesh, I'm covered in blood now. I give him Jesus on the corner where it's foul. With a gun sounds acting like the drum.
Blah. Can't crush the vibe that this man is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't quench the fire that this man is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. On with an army, your soldiers don't stand alone.
Start with us living peace. If the heart isn't reached, if a part of it isn't reached, we march to a different beat and drum. As a child we come, grace is sweet, so we lay at his feet as we pray for the weak. His life for slaves is the price that was paid. So it isn't hot on the streets when you got a receipt. You can never master pain, just to master the game. We need all that Christ took to live a life by the book.
By the book, by the pages, paragraphs and sentences. Don't get on stage if you don't know what repentance is. It's more than sorry, recognize his authority and change your mind before you jeopardize your maturity. I can tell you lies, but lies weren't afforded me. I'm just required to tell the truth and do it audibly. The spirit is a part of me. Pardon me, spirit, part of me rebels. And at times I may fail to walk accordingly. Forgive me.
Can't crush the vibe that this man is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't quench the fire that this man is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. On with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone.
Welcome to his work. I'd like to introduce to you Cash, Jay Runner. Let's go.
Yo, Jay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's go in.
Let's get him.
Yo, bragging about myself, that's what secular rap's for. Every single rhyme is to point you to that cross. And all of the music reflects all of the truths of the text, giving you truth so you know about that Lord who died so you wouldn't be that lost. Or you got bread, your sin debt, do you know how much that costs? More than you could ever generate. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten to set it straight. But you intend to hate by your lifestyles, quite wild till the sky cracks and he regulates. We try and set the record straight. See what God says he does. Trust me, homie, that train's never late. To hip-hop, maintain it, we try and polish it. But in order to rebuild, gotta demolish it. So when the beat's done, don't say that we got it unless everything we gave you and what you got wasn't got for him.
Straight represent. Jesus Christ, y'all. Going hard in the paint. Hey, yo, Jay Runner. Hit that next verse. Gotta hit him hard. About to hit him hard.
Nothing, nothing but a sinner saved. Former slave, disorderly, depraved, but was given grace. I thank the Lord, the Bible's no longer a bitter taste.
Jay,
but all my favorite food deserves to stack up on a dinner plate. You see, when the gospel penetrates your mind, it incinerates your thinking to realize your life's been a waste. Without Jesus, we were on this track of life, thinking that we running, but
going
all the while we've been in place. Yeah, we've been in place, been in place. But the Lord has given grace to turn us from our sinning ways. Yeah, you see, he reached in the trash bin looking for a little pathetic sinner named Jasmine. Took the wall I built up against them and smashed it. I had been headed straight for hell with a gas tin. I had been an enemy of God. That's past tense. Now you can call me Jazz, Jay Runner, or has been.
Yeah, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. We going in. Christ Jesus all the way. Represent his work. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. Yeah. Woo!
Yo, this is Yada That King Radio. You know how we do it, man. We getting it in with the homie Mark Arthur, chilling. You know what I'm saying? And this is the time where we get it in and tell them what's up. Actually, that last joint right there was Back to Tape. The group is called His Work, one of Tony Stone's new group, man. And yeah, y'all got to check that out. Their album is coming out soon as well. But let's talk with the homie Mark Arthur. First of all, Miss Cole had an excellent question that she wanted to ask you. Can you please chime in with that question, Miss Cole?
Okay, Miss Cole asked me what's next. What's next for Mark Arthur? I am about 3 songs into my sophomore project, Protege. We are filming the next music video, Away From Here. Like I said, Josh Wan, the guy that runs Lamp Mode, SO. He's the directorial debut, so, I mean, the plan is to promote, advertise that. It'll probably get some love from his end as well, since this is his directorial debut. So we're doing that video and next month. And in a few weeks, flying out to Atlanta to the GMAs. I'm performing right now at 2 showcases. One is Corey Rez Listening Party, and then there's something else. The whole Rock Soul camp is flying to Atlanta for the GMAs next week. So Lee hooked it up for all of us to be doing stuff. So me, Michelle Bonilla, Danielle Rodwell, new singer that's on the label. So that's the next big thing. Like, because that's from the 15th to the 20th. Come back on April 20th, shoot the video April 30th and May 1st, and just keep grinding on the on the next album. Getting ready for the next video. Like every time we get done with one video, there's already payments or two made towards the next video. So, you know. So
that's dope. Y'all is a payment ahead on stuff. Man, I need to get it. I need to get on that.
Oh yeah, yeah. This video we had already knocked out a couple dollars on by the time the symphony had already dropped.
Yeah.
So we like to, just keep it moving, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really into dropping a video and, a year later, 2 years later, do another one. Give them about 6 months to breathe, hit them with another one. You know what I mean?
Right.
But just try to make sure the quality is good and the songs are good and all that. So,
Now that's what's up, man.
But yeah, that's what's next. GMA's video and working on the next album.
All right, keeping busy. So where can the people contact you at? You want to plug us with some information on where we can get your new album and whatnot?
Yeah, the album is on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, I think MySpace Music, Zune, all of that, all the regular spots. See Fulfilla just put the link, the iTunes link up. And generally, Twitter, I'm twitter.com/MarkArthur, MarkArthur. I'm always on Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/Mark.Arthur, the number one. And then, got 2 websites, MarkArthurOnline.com, that's my personal site, and RockSoulOnline.com, that's the label website. So, that's pretty much it. But I'm always on Twitter. Twitter and Facebook is about as good as my cell phone. It's about as good as a phone number. You know what I mean?
No, that's what's up. Yep. So we got that. Y'all got it in. Y'all heard what's up with him, what's going on next. Also, y'all heard where you can get a hold of him. Now, Mark Arthur, man, you got any last words for Yada Da King, or even for the people that's listening? What's up, man?
I just like to just encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you even asking me on to the show. I mean, the genre that we are in needs things like this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to big you guys up, man. It's a good thing what you're doing, man. I'm just, thank you for asking me, that's all. Other than that, man, just for everybody, you know, just be encouraged. As believers, be encouraged, stay focused, and, you know, just keep it moving, man.
Okay, man, dope, man. So, hey, we want to say the same thing to you. Thanks for, you know, answering the call.
Yes.
And we was like, yo, let's get you on. You know what I'm saying? You didn't be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get on. You know, and we know how it is. You know, some people are not meant to be on.
I was scrambling. I thought I got on y'all nerves because I had kept switching it and all that. I was just like, please. Like, I really wanted to do it. So I'm glad it all worked out. I don't take none of this stuff lightly, man.
Yeah.
It's your ministry. You guys take it seriously. And just time. I don't want to waste anybody's time, you know. So I was glad you guys, you know, responded and that we was able to do it, man. Definitely so.
Dope, man. So check out what the homie Mark Arthur is doing. Mark Arthur, we're going to continue to pray for you and your family, man.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, we thank you for coming on, man. You have a blessed night, boss.
Good night.
All right. See y'all later. Out of the king.
That's right. Hey, send me a drop. Don't forget to send me a drop, man. If you got an iPhone, send it from the iPhone. If you got T-Mobile, you might be getting one soon. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm getting on you for that 40 for 40, man.
Okay, right? Dope.
For 40 for 90.
That's right. You see it.
All right.
You cool. Getting it, man. And that's what's up. God bless, man.
God bless y'all.
Yo, so we got it in with the homie Mark Arthur, man. And as he said, you know what I'm saying, he alluded to our sale going on. You know what I'm saying? We was talking it up in the live stream. $40. You know what I'm saying? During the NBA playoffs, when the playoffs go off, they say it's 40 days and 40 nights. They try to get you hyped, you know what I'm saying? And actually, the playoffs is really hype. If you have never experienced the NBA playoffs, you need to experience it this year. But Yada Da King Radio, we going to play off. And actually, I'm just going to play off what you just said, okay? You know what I'm saying? Because she said the Lakers was going to lose. Nah, yeah, right.
But need to retire.
Who are you going for this year? You got a team?
No.
I mean, you Miami Heat to the death because of Dwayne Wade.
What? No.
Hey.
I don't got a team.
No, come on, real
not
talk.
Not this year. No,
who do
really
you think is going to win?
Not the Lakers.
Why you say not the Lakers, but you don't know who's going
to
win?
I don't want them to win.
I'll tell you this. I think they just caught the homies. I think they're about to catch up with the San Antonio Spurs. What do you know? You know? I'm going to have to look it up. But I think they about to catch the Spurs, man, for that number one spot. Matter of fact, the Spurs have been, they had lost to the Lakers. Then they lost to the Heat. So they've been, and they keep getting bats, man. What's up with that, yo? You heard about that, Marcel? Fulfiller, Miss Cole? The bats in their stadium?
Like live bats?
Yeah,
like
real
flat bats?
Yeah.
There was bats in their stadium.
Yeah, and it was flying at people, dog. It ran into somebody.
During the game?
Yes.
Oh, that's nasty.
Man, look, I couldn't do it, man. And
I will flip out.
I'm going to say this. I see the homie in the live stream right now, Kingdom Kid, Kingdom 2 Kid. Hey, what up, baby? You on the team. That's right, 3-peat.
Boo.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you can't hate greatness. Just count their rings.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Whatever.
Matter of fact, they're down right now at halftime, but... To the Blazers, they're gonna come back and beat the Blazers out.
But I think I would flip out if a bat flew at me.
Actually, I would be scared as fire.
I've had that happen to me because there's a lot of bats. Like you see a lot of bats in Cali, especially at night when you're playing outside and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, there'd be bats out here.
They'll swoop down at you.
Yeah, there'd be bats out here. I remember we was with Marcel once. I was like, what's that, man? Because I ain't never seen no bats. And I was like, I'm not cool with that, man.
They're ugly.
So, yeah.
I did a report on bats.
You did a report on bats. Mm-hmm. You know, but let's do this, man. Let's act like we at the plate. Let's hit a home run. We got this new song. One of these songs actually from Sean Slaughter called Trusted I Am. Like you know what I'm saying? It's God on the money. You know how we do it over here. Let's get it on.
My hand on my heart, I pledge that I never stop trying. Cause these babies never stop dying. Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am.
Yeah, the stream just won't leave me. Where I got a name that's bigger than Stevie. Wonder where the tour bus gon' leave me. Make a big fuss when I flash on your TV. I got fans screaming my name, they chanting. Do you think Sean as I hop out the phantom? Walk through paparazzi like someone playing my anthem. Slow motion on them, throw poses on them. Dusting off my shoulders like I throw lotion on them. Grammy after party, glasses up, toast on. I woke up all sweaty. This life is so seductive, but it feels so petty. Cause these children ain't got a bed to sleep on. And mama bought a pillow just so she can weep on. 8 years old and already getting a freak on. All without a voice, so mama speak on, preach on. I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars, I will not short on God. If I fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand to my heart, I pledge that I never stop trying.
Why?
Cause these babies never stop dying.
Why?
Cause these streets never stop lying. Full words, trust in I am. I heard a story about a girl who was six, caught in the school bathroom turning tricks. Told a social worker that she's really fond of chicks. She said she got a husband and he deals drugs, who was a 7-year-old boy turned thug. He told his teacher that he gon' pop her with a slug. You ask him what he wanna be when he grow up, he says a trap star gang signs thrown up. Don't think that it's not really happening. At the crack of dawn you hear gunshots crackling. Babies ain't napping, only 19 got a basketball team and the baby dad's absent. That make me so mad I could throw a television. Every time you buy my CD I sell a vision. I wanna feed the kids in Soweto, but I first gotta start with the youngins in the ghetto.
Let's go.
I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars, I will not short on God. If I fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart, I pledge that I never stop trying.
Why?
Cause these babies never stop dying.
Why?
Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am. See, God's plan is not for everyone to be rich. He had a plan for you when you was just a fetus. But Sean, I've lived a life so egregious. That's why he wanna hook you up with the remix. Every pain can be turned into a victory. He shapes your future and forgives you for your history. He's the rock on which I stand. Put your trust in the great I am. The great I am.
I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars, I will not short on God. If I fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart, I pledge that I never stop trying. Why?
Cause these babies never stop dying.
Why?
Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am.
Yeah. guess I'm really back. His love is a mystery, that's why I pay him back. It's a fact, when my praise go up, his lessons come down and they fill my cup. I'm showing my love in a different way. When folks see me walking, they know that he's saved. Jesus is real love.
Kick your hands in the air.
Make a decision what you're waiting for. Decisions are what you're waiting for.
It's an easy decision, man.
That was Real Love, Jay Robinson, featuring Shanette. You know how we do it, man. On Y'all at That King Radio, we play that good, good, clean, clean music. And I'm with my sister right now. We chilling, you know what I'm saying? Topic is God.
Not wife.
And money. Yeah, that's right. Somebody thought I was married to Miss Cole. No, matter of fact, Miss Cole, if you don't know, the person sitting next to her is Fofilla, and that is her fiance. They about to get married September
24th.
You know, I didn't want to mess up the date because if I did, she might have threw the camera at me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to need you to, well, you know, you're in
it's
here.
It's in me.
Okay,
I got
but,
it.
But you're in the wedding, so I'm going to need you to have the date correct because
I
need you to
forget,
show
yo.
Up on time.
Hey, I'll be there on time.
I need you to show up.
I'll be dressed like prime time on time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so feel like
that's right. And it equals that heart thing that I just figured out. So, yeah. Hey, I appreciate y'all explaining, you know, what these little, what are they called? Emotions? Emoticons. Okay.
No.
I always thought it was emotions, yo. It's called emoticons?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Is
well,
it really?
Yeah, they're called
emoticons.
Yeah, they really do call it that. I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah, if you get it, you can get that on your iPhone and all that when you get one with T-Mobile. So, you know, just let
well,
us know
I
what's
have,
up.
So, like, my happy faces and stuff on my phone, they're called emoticons?
Emoticons, something
emoticons.
Like that. Yeah, we're going to figure out what they call it, you dig. But check it out. This is what we got to do. Miss Carl.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about God and money. Is it possible to have both, in your opinion?
As long as you don't lose sight of who truly is the head of your life.
Okay, so with the next question, what you said kind of alluded to it. When can you tell when you are leaning too much towards God or too much towards money?
When can you tell?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Is it possible to lean too much on God?
Is it possible to lean too much on God?
Yeah, what do you think?
Never.
Okay.
What kind of question is that?
I'm just asking. So is it possible? Is it to lean too much on money?
Oh yeah, you can. I mean, money. There's a lot of things that can turn into a god or an idol in your life, other than the true living God itself, which is Jehovah Jireh.
My provider.
Right.
I'm on fire.
But you could definitely. You know, lean too much on money. You can definitely rely on it way too much.
Yeah, I mean, like, because, you know, the reason why I kind of asked this, we know a lot of churches where they preach against the prosperity gospel. You know, there's also other churches that preach against being a broke Christian. And like, I understand some of the things that they're saying. Now, somebody that's saying the prosperity message, If you preaching that if you get God, you're going to get money, I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you get God, that don't mean you got to be broke either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it got to be balanced. But I definitely believe that it is very possible to have lots of money. As Mark Arthur actually alluded to, some of the people that were wealthy and they actually gave more to God than what they kept for themselves, mm-hmm. because they had surplus. You know what I'm saying? You know, it wasn't it ain't a problem for them to pay somebody else's rent. You know what I'm saying? When somebody was like, man, I don't have money. But see, this is the thing. If we have money, what we got to understand is we have to be a blessing to others with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So Miss Cole, if you got money, right? Mm-hmm. And you see somebody in a situation where they're in need, if somebody don't have the right perspective of God and money, they're going to be like, well, I ain't giving them my money. Man, this is what makes me. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody's like, man, my money, I'm not even tripping about my money. This is an opportunity to bless these people so I can actually explain to them about God and the goodness of God.
Right.
Now I can pour into their lives and now they're going to listen to what I got to say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I think that it's very important that we have the right perspectives because God didn't call us all to be broke. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact,
I ain't seen that in the Bible.
Yeah. There is no thing that says give your life to Christ and you need and you'll be broke. Now, people take scriptures like when Jesus told the rich man who had all his possessions to give all that he had away to the poor. What they don't understand is the scripture is talking about this with him because he had a situation where he didn't want to let go of these things.
Right.
He said, God, I kept all these commands. First of all, he ain't kept all the commands. He said, I was perfect. I never sinned. That's what the dude said. Mm-hmm. So Jesus was like, oh, okay. You haven't sinned. You've kept every single command. Then go sell all your stuff to the poor. And dude left with one of those sad faces. You know what I'm saying? That we can put through our text messages. You know what I'm saying?
Emoticons.
Yeah, he had a sad motion. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is this. He thought he was perfect. He thought he had it all together. And what happened was he couldn't give that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean that God wants everybody that has money to give all their money away? I'm not saying,
no, you know what I'm saying?
You got to give it all away and just start from square one.
Right.
But use what God has given you to be a blessing.
To others.
That's right.
Right.
And make sure you put God first.
Mm-hmm.
You put him first. Don't worry about nothing else, man. He'll take care of, the situations at hand, man. And Miss Cole actually talked about tithing. She asked that question with Mark Arthur. I keep saying Mick Arthur. I don't know. Maybe it's because he was eating McDonald's or something like, you know what I'm saying?
I had McDonald's.
Yeah, she had McDonald's. But tithing, you kind of said, is very important. Actually, you didn't kind of. You said it is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say the same thing. You need to tithe.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't punk you into tithing. You
know
what I'm saying?
Right.
We can't make you pay your tithes because God said, give
joyful.
With a joyful heart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're giving this, you like, ah, this dude trying to shank me out of this. You ain't going to give with a joyful heart. Man.
Right.
So that's what we got to talk about, man. He don't want that. Matter of fact, you don't want that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So check it out, man. This is what we doing. We getting it out of here. Hey, always feel free to hit us up. 425-243-4285. We will rock on your topic if you give us one. And you know what we do, man. I'm your boy Don Christian.
And your girl Miss Cole.
And you know what we do. We out of the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
King.
Shabakta
King.
I yada da
King.
I yada da
King.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da
King.
Shabakta
King.
We yada da
King.
We yada da
King.